Blog Talk Radio.
Kyler with us, and for those who have not heard, which I just heard about this today, Paul Walker is officially dead. I mean, I'll be honest, yeah, it sucks. But, you know, hey, at least now we ain't got to worry about a fucking Fast and the Furious 8. But I guess we'll play a track in honor of Paul Walker. Let's see here what to play for y'all motherfuckers. How about Pass Me By?
Does this excite you? Think about it. Does it not stagger the imagination? No builder on earth can conceive any structure to compare to the mansions above. Won't that be something when you go to live in your old mansion? There'll be no concern about paying for it. It's already taken care of. There'll be no worry of being moved out of it. It will be yours forever.
I got shot. Ah, the murder was heinous. The bullet went in my eye, falling out my anus. And I was hit, that was it. On the spot, flash. I woke up.
Like it would fit better on the race Shangri-La than it would the Great Malenko.
Well, what happened?
I said, passing by seems that it would fit better on the race Shangri-La than it would the Great Malenko.
I think I'd have to disagree.
Why's that?
I mean, come on, man. Think about the message, that the Great Malenko sends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then look at the message that is sent, on Shangri-La. You know, it's two different messages. I mean, it's like where the Great Malenko, is pretty much telling you to live your life to the fullest. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true.
And this dude is really annoying the fuck out of me.
What's going on?
I got this one dude who's annoying the shit out of me. So, have fun. Man. Okay, the Graham, whatever the fuck the last name is. Here's the thing. We are against Lowe's beating their Lutz and shit like that. But the fact that you're commenting this shit on our fucking promos, yeah, needs to fucking quit. Like, pure simple, I'm just being straight up. I mean, yes, we're against it, but the fact that you're posting it on our, on our fucking promos and on our posts like that is, it's just pretty much, the point of JR is, for fans to come together and have fun with each other and talk.
Yeah.
But yet, this dude Graham, he keeps posting, Vito, blah, 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 not too beat on his let this time. Here's the thing. Like, you make it seem like, we have control over what people do.
Yeah.
For one, we're not in their state. So, and another thing, I don't even have the full ad on my page. So it doesn't really do much. And if you keep posting up on that shit, I'm just going to fucking end up blocking you, you're not going to be able to get to your shit. Actually, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Apparently, the dude fucking page isn't even active. So, do what I do best. Remove. Block. And block. LG, what's going on?
The hell's going on with you? What are you doing, you mischievous bastard?
Trying to block this nigga fucking Graham Taylor X, whatever the fuck his last name is.
Graham Taylor X, huh?
Yeah, the same dude, you know, is always saying, Michael M.F. Brown beats his wife.
Why do you want to block him?
Better question. Why the fuck does he feel the need to post it up on our promos? On our post.
The same reason we post shit wherever the fuck we want to, too.
Yeah, so Ghetto Bench, how do you feel about there being no more Fast and the Furious in the future?
Why is this shit spreading like wildfire? Has it been proven?
Oh, New York Daily News has it.
Yeah, it's been proven. It's been all over the news and everything. TMZ's posted about it.
TMZ, TMZ, yeah, that'll make it realistic and, you know, reliable and all that. That makes me want to believe it even more now. No, not really.
No, on my Facebook, on my page, like, they released the picture of the Porsche that exploded and everything.
Yeah, good.
Hey, how do you know it just ain't a scene from, like, you know, Fast and the Furious 7 or something?
Well, that's true, too.
You know, maybe they kill him off in his movie.
Yeah.
Man, show me a body is what I say. And then I'll believe him.
Okay, so let's go to Cali. We'll dig him up.
We'll dig him up. He's probably not even in the ground yet, you dumbass, if he's actually dead. You know, they don't just take the dead body and just throw it in the ground. You know, this isn't The Walking Dead.
Okay, fine. And what we'll do is we'll pull some over Joe. We'll go there with beer and then pass out the beer.
Go there with beer and pass out beer. What are we, a community service now?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, let's go all the way out to California just to give them free beer. That sounds like a terrible idea.
Well, if we had connections, you know, with Vin Diesel or The Rock or Michelle Rodriguez, we can, you know, we'd better call them up and ask what the hell is going on, if it's true or not.
I don't understand why people feel the need to even, like, post it everywhere. Like all the whole damn news feed is, rest in peace, Paul Hoyer. But, like, you see that same page for, like, Adam Sandler, but he's not dead.
That's true.
Or these other people, man, people putting RIP, whoever, like, pages and shit, but they're not dead. So why is it that he has one up, but he actually is dead?
I have no clue. And the fact that he died at 40 years young.
I don't know, man. That shit popped up way too quick for it to be true. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, not too much like that. I didn't think 40 was young.
It is pretty young, man. Just think about that, man. We're already 27 years old.
That's true.
It's not that far away from us.
But yeah, man, I don't know. It's kind of weird. They, you know, especially the fact, you know, a car just exploded immediately.
It's crazy that the car exploded. Really? You didn't know cars exploded?
What I'm saying is the fact that, you know, clearly the Porsche swung out of control and crashed into a light pole and a tree, and that car immediately exploded and bursted into flames.
And it wasn't even a Toyota.
No, it was a Porsche.
See, so Toyotas don't stop.
But, actually, what? There we go. I think I might have a way to find and decide to see if it's true or not.
Oh, yeah, you can ask Google.
Sure, well, ask Google.
Yeah. Even though it's not going to give you anything. Well, here's a question for you. Is it in the main headlines of Yahoo.com?
Well, let's go find out. Yahoo!
Motherfucker, this ain't the messenger. Just go to the damn page. And it doesn't even do that anymore.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It is. And what does that say?
After Paul Walker killed in fiery car crash.
All right, now it's sounding a little more real.
Let's see. It's a Paul Walker, the edgy action hero with all-American good looks, who became an international star with the Fast and the Furious movie franchise, has died in a fiery car collision in Southern California. He was 40 years old. The sad news was confirmed Saturday night by Walker's camp via the actor's official Twitter account. Twitter says, "It's with a heavy heart that we must confirm Paul Walker passed away today in a tragic car accident."
Do you realize that wrestling pages are even posting about this?
Damn.
Even the 50 Cent like page is posting about this. You have 50 Cent and Paul Walker picture being posted up. Like, what the hell? Everybody got a picture with Paul Walker up now.
Yeah. According to the statement put out by Walker's team and also posted on Facebook, the actor was attending a charity event for his organization's Reach Out Worldwide. He was a passenger in his friend's car. "We appreciate your patience as we who are stunned and saddened beyond belief by this news." The statement continued, "Thank you for keeping his friends and families in your prayers." I don't pray for nobody, bitch. "During this very difficult time, we will do our best to keep you praised or prized." Where does the San Cadozes? The fuck does a prize mean? Oh, well. The identity of the second victim, a male, has not been released. Him and his buddy, his brother in arms at the heart, just decided to joyride, take a spin. Antonio Holmes, on an onlooker at the event, who identified himself as a friend of Walker's, told the local San Clarita Valley Signal newspaper, "Something we all do. We're all car enthusiasts. We're all here driving, enjoying each other, and God must have needed help." God must have needed help.
In other words, he took him home.
Yeah. According to witness, the red Porsche carrying Walker and his friend lost control, slammed into a tree, and then a light pole. Walker, an unapologetic car lover, had been participating in the winter drive for Reach Out Worldwide, a toy drive and car meet charity event for disadvantaged children. Walker was also involved in humanitarian efforts in Chile and Haiti after the devastating earthquakes in both countries. early, or the Los Angeles.
What the hell is this, man? Like his life story?
Department of County Coroner confirmed that two people were pronounced dead at the scene of a car crash, or of a crash in Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles, around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. When they arrived, deputies found that the vehicle engulfed in flames. The L.A. County Fire Department responded, extinguished the flame, or the fire. Subsequently located two victims inside the car. Sheriff Deputy Kim Manott, whatever the fuck your last name is, said in a statement, the victims were pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the collision is under investigation. The tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed heartthrob was a California native hailing from L.A. suburb of Glendale. He began appearing in, now it's just on his life story here about TV commercials when he was just a toddler, blah, 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 blah. We already know the stuff that he was in. Walker's so old. Yes, we already know about the fucking Fast and the Furious movies. Walker survived by his 15-year-old daughter, Meadow. So, there we go.
Alrighty then.
Oh, it's true. He's dead.
Well, that sucks.
Yes. Yes, it does. I mean, it sucks we lost an actor, but on the bright side, there's no more Fast and the Furious movies after 7.
I guess we'll see.
Another one.
Was this one even done?
No, this one was in post-production.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yep. They're gonna have to pull a Bruce Lee.
What?
I said they're gonna have to pull a Bruce Lee.
Meaning.
And a Brandon Lee as well. Well, think about it. Brandon Lee and Bruce Lee, they were both shot and killed on set. And the only way that they were able to actually finish their movies were to find lookalikes.
Wow. There you go, Havoc. Here's your chance to go be the lookalike of Paul Walker.
Except I'm too fat to be Paul Walker.
You got to be this tall to ride this ride, too.
And this skinny.
Hey, man, there could be a fat version of him out there. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. I'm the skinnier version of Samoa Joe.
Yeah, and he ain't even that fat. Andy can fly around for being a fat guy.
Yeah. Like, holy shit.
Kind of like Tensai, he could do the same thing.
Kind of like, and also kind of like Mark Henry, who could do a fucking crossbody.
What in the fuck does he do that?
He did it at fucking Survivor Series to fucking Ryback.
Wow, and the ring didn't break. How about that?
It's just funny because the fact fucking Ryback was running towards him, and all fucking Mark Henry did was jump like two inches And it was like a fucking different, like weird version of a fucking cross body. But either way, it knocked out fucking Mark Henry. It knocked out fucking Ryback.
Wow. It's almost as lame as seeing that little bull guy, man, in a wrestling match and winning.
Yeah. That's just stupid.
So who's even on the phone anyway?
Tyler.
That's right. You didn't run off this time, did you, Kyler?
No.
So what's going on with you?
Not much.
Nothing. I always ask what's going on with people. They never have anything to tell me.
Yeah. No stories. No nothing.
Like, seriously, man. I can ask anybody in a big nothing. Come on,
yeah,
man. Make something up.
I ain't making this up, but everybody, like, I've watched on YouTube so far or anything, talking about the third Joker's card or the second deck, and nobody even knows the name or what it looks like.
Shouldn't they already know that by now?
Yeah.
That hasn't been leaked out yet? Damn. Don't they do that for Halloween?
Yeah, we're supposed to, I guess.
Well, what the hell are they doing? Slacking.
They're working on the box set they're putting out for Joker, you know, for a six.
Oh, yeah, because that's so hard to do. Throw the fucking CDs, you know, in the package, and boom, there you go.
Yeah, because this thing ends up at the Muddy Dust Pop on the fucking discography on Wikipedia. So, hey, oh well.
Like, what ends with that?
Well, if you go to fucking Wikipedia, go to discography, the final album they have upon there is just the Muddy Dust Pop. They have no announcements for the new album yet.
No, I meant like their website should have that or something, you know? Somebody should at least know about it if they were at Hella Wicked.
No, I didn't look at their website. I didn't even know on their website. The only thing it's shown on their website is the vinyl, My Death Pop, the Bloody Mania 7, and I forgot Freshness 5 is still on there.
Yeah, the Mighty Death Pop.
I did see that Strangle Mania 7 on there. It was for like $8 because of that sale that was going on.
Yeah. Look, like I said, fucking Mighty Death Pop doesn't need a fucking vinyl.
Yeah, really. Who got a fucking record player anyway? I always ask that.
I mean, unless you're really fucking old, like, you know, 200 years old or something like that.
Man, my parents don't even have a record player.
And they old as fuck.
Yeah, they are pretty old, you know what I'm saying? But they used to have one.
Yeah. So, Kyler, man, let me ask you, man. Have you ever heard of the Twisted Fuck Shop?
No.
I don't, man. You're slacking. Well, allow me and Ghetto G to introduce you to one of the best fucking skits. One of the best shit that Twisted ever put out in fucking history.
Man, I don't know about that. That Walmart one was pretty good.
Yeah, well, come on, man. Fucking Twisted Fuck Shop. That shit just funny as hell.
Alright, and here we go.
What's this Fuck Shop?
Check us out. Do you have a question, baby? Welcome to the Twisted Fuck Shop. Yeah, where you get your fuck on.
Right here in the Juggalo Show.
Where the girls, yeah, always take the tops off. Show us them titties on the Juggalo Show. And the sweat will roll, and the cum will flow. Just call, and the boys will know.
Yeah, you're on with Twisted. Welcome to the Fuck Shop.
Beautiful.
Pull your titties out, rub your beaver.
Get your nipples licked or something.
Or waggle your balls. Wait, let me. You want me to tell them what we're going to do here?
That's beautiful.
Each and every month, we're going to take random questions given by you, the juggalos and juggalettes, or the crackheads and whores and people on the street that want to throw questions our way. It's all anonymous. We will never say your name. We'll never give away your secret intricate query.
Intricately
query. If you like to wear lingerie, that's your business.
Lingerie.
All right. Monoxide, would you please do the honors and read a couple questions?
I'm dipping. Here we go.
Yeah.
My friend's mom let me hit it for $20, and I didn't use a rubber. Problem is, both my balls blew up real fat. What do I do?
Wow. Sounds like,
First, you need to go back there and probably get that bitch a two-piece and a biscuit to her eye. Cause
yeah, you're going to want to fuck
like that
her
before
up.
You went.
And if she gives good head, give her our number and tell her to give us a call. Because we're looking to get filleted on several occasions. Also, what else did he say? His balls were hurting?
Blew up.
Try some of that beaver seasoning salt. Just put a little bit of that on your balls, and if that doesn't work, I say maybe you call that fucking Texas son of a bitch that drives them guys around.
I'm going to go with the two-piece and a biscuit.
I
that
say fucking
chin.
Serve her up. What else you got?
Okay, here we go. Do you think that these little red bumps all over my dick will go away after about 2 to 3 weeks?
Wow. after about two or... dude. You're going to have to go to the health clinic.
Easily.
They're going to swab your dick hole, and they're going to set you straight. It's going to hurt. But,
You got to do what you got to do, man.
Hey, man, you're going to fucking take care of that. You got puffy dick tip. That's, All right, what else you got, man?
Why is it that every time me and my girlfriend go to make love, wow, does anybody really do that anymore?
This particular anonymous person makes love.
She asked me to wear my clown makeup. Whoa. Signed, anonymous.
All right.
Maybe she's a juggalo.
She's a juggalo. And it's okay to wear your clown makeup.
Sure.
As long as you don't paint your balls up. Never paint your balls up.
Why not?
Because then you get makeup all in the netting, and if you're going to eat your fuckings, then you're going to have a messy little beard.
You don't eat your own fucking.
That's what I'm told, but I don't digress. I fucking eat. Beaver seasoning salt makes the vagina taste better, and I enjoy a good plate of vagina.
You got good money to endorse that,
I got, yeah, well, they're fucking, it's a good product, and I stand behind good products.
Beautiful.
All right.
What's the best way to eat netting with long netting hair? To not eat it, right?
Well, you say no, and I say yeah. If you're going to eat it, you're going to want to grab it like an afro on one side, and then on the other side, and part the sea of hair until you see the pink.
You got to tell her to clip that shit.
And then you just fucking, from then on out, you're on your own.
Clip it.
But what if they like au naturel?
That's disgusting.
Then you wash that. Wash before you eat, always.
I like it shaved, it's smooth like an egg.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, too, but if she's hairy, you part them. You see the pink and you stick a tongue in there.
Here we go, another one. My girl refuses to toss my salad because of my hemorrhoid.
Well,
Jerry, the one and only. This one was signed from somebody.
All right, listen, this question is from a personal friend of mine, Shaggy, and I would say his girl won't let him do what? You gotta rub some prep H up
because it's got bumps.
If you put preparation on the actual roid itself,
she's not gonna want
to
eat
it. It will wither and decay, and then she'll.
This is what you do.
All right.
You lie to her for like 2 weeks and say you've been medicating it, and you just don't, dude. And then you fucking, there it is. It's all hooked up.
Say it's
no bump.
A birthmark, man.
Ain't no bump.
What's it gonna do? It's a fucking birthmark.
Eat my booty.
Eat my booty, little bitch. Eat my booty. What? Eat my booty, little bitch.
All right, enough of that, dog.
Like if he tells her...
Dog, if he hides it for a couple of weeks, she'll forget about it. He'll get his butthole ate. Everybody's happy.
All right, fair enough. What do you got?
Here we go. What to do when you come too fast before you fuck her? Wow.
All right,
you
look.
Stop pumping your fuck stick, weirdo.
Actually, that's a benefit. If you come before you fuck her... then if she can get your dick hard again, you're bound to be in there for a good 2-3 rounds.
She's got to be a cock-loving whore.
Yeah, well, she's going to suck your dick.
If you blow
dick.
Your load, if she hangs out, she's a fucking whore.
Yeah, well, then you got to tell her, suck this dick, you fucking whore bitch, and get it hard again so I can fuck your nasty blue-out pussy.
I feel it.
And you know what I mean? And other than that, then there's no point in it.
You know, get your hands off
if
your
dick. If she didn't come to suck dick, then what is she doing with you is the question you need
she
to
likes
vote.
The company. You're just so fun to talk to.
Yeah, well, I'm a lot funner with my dick in your mouth,
that's
you know?
Right.
We're trying to
nice.
Get... All right. What do you got?
All right. I want to have anal sex with my girlfriend, but my dick is too huge. 12 inches in quotation. What
yep.
should I do?
Well, you want me to take this one? Or you go ahead. You.
Oh, man.
All right.
This is a stumper.
Might I suggest you start her off with smaller things, like articles around the house. Maybe start greasing carrots up and shove a carrot in her ass. See if she can take the full gust of the carrot. If she takes it all the way to the green, she's a fucking pro. You stick that fucking salami in her and you rock that box.
You got to open it up. It's like piercing her ear and you put those weights in it until you got to work your
does
way
she,
into that.
No, does it say on there, does she want him to thump the thumper? Or he just wants to
say,
do it?
It didn't say, actually, but let's go ahead and just for fucking Pete's sake, we'll say she's begging for it.
Well, then she's a pro. She can take the fucking carrot in the ass. She can take the salami. We're twisted. Fucking leave your fucking... You got questions?
Hey, we did it.
I'm saying, if you got questions, then you fucking send them into Liquid Metal, P.O. Box, and then... Yeah, and then we'll fucking get them. And make sure you don't put your name on them, and we won't tell your secrets to everybody who's listening.
Thanks for calling the Twisted Fuck Show.
I hope your questions were answered.
You didn't know and now you know.
You got mad drugs and the nice eyes
on your phone. Questions answered, were they true? Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Squeak her butt.
Twisted Buckshot.
Flick her nipple.
Right.
All of the opinions expressed are not those of Liquid Metal.
I tell you what, man.
And we're back.
Man, what did he just say, man? I'm a lot of fun with my dick in your ass. Is that what I said?
Yeah. But Caleb, man, what'd you think of Twisted Fuck Shop?
That was funny as shit.
But definitely one of the, in my opinion, definitely one of the best shit ever.
Yeah, it's a good one. But then again, all the shit they say is pretty much funny.
But I think it's funny how fucking someone's like already fucking making fucking pictures of fucking Paul Walker.
So did you see Twisted Men? They just put out a whole bunch of new merchandise.
Yeah, man, I saw that shit.
Like that Christmas shirt they got, man. That's pretty dope.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the new fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle ones that they got up there?
That's not new, man. It was on Hatchet Gear, except they added a shell to the back of the shirt. But yeah, that one's dope too. Don't you already have that shirt?
I got the one from Hazard Gear, yeah, but not the green one.
It's the same fucking shirt.
Well, except for like, you know, the black one has a hatchet band with that, you know, with the fucking bandana around his eyes and shit.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, like I said, but, you know, like, I think it's kind of funny how fucking people are already making pictures of fucking Paul Walker. Like, fucking Wicked One. He made a picture saying, with Paul Walker in the pool saying, "Want a race?" And right below it says, "Sure, first one to the pole."
Wow. People are real quick to make stupid pictures, man.
Yeah, they are.
Like, people feed off of that shit.
Yeah.
That proves that people ain't got shit to do.
Definitely agree.
So, Carler, did you go out on Black Friday there?
Yeah, I went out and got my sister a few things.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you go?
Yeah. Big Lots and Hastings.
What was the second one?
It's called Hastings.
Oh, you think so. What kind of store is that?
It's mainly like a music store, but they got a little bit of everything in there.
Oh, yeah, you have to wait in any long lines?
No, there wasn't hardly nobody there.
That's where my sister went into a store, and then she was in there for a half an hour. And then I had to be sent in to go find her. And then I walked to the registers, and no, not there. Kept walking, no. Got to the other end of the store, and boom, there she is. So at least an hour and a half later, she was out of the line.
Yeah, having coffee with her brother.
What's your deal with that shit, man?
I'm surprised you didn't see anything about the one with you and Kissa.
And what is that?
See, it says Calissa doesn't know why she even applied to work in Gilgi's foot drop. And I put a few things. This is your punishment for listening to Nicki Minaj and those other shitty artists. Now, work hard or slave.
I thought that picture was of you and her.
No, it's of you and her.
Man, I swear there's one of you and her, too, in that same picture. Yeah, you must have been busy yesterday making pictures.
Yeah, I was.
But forget yesterday, man, there was an overabundance of Asian people out shopping.
Yeah. They were probably shopping for Catherine, you know, for their next dinner.
Yeah, no.
So how about the fucking one, like, you know, like, and actually, you know, like, it's kind of funny, like how you mentioned, like, you had to go, you know, look for your sister in a fucking store, because in fact, you know, I made a fucking bit strip of you and Allie in a fucking store.
Well, I was in a bunch of stores. That one just happened to be the longest fucking line.
it's just the fact, you know, I've got you saying, take out the old bitch first.
Yeah, that probably would have helped a lot of places. But nothing that I was trying to get anyways. So, like, we went into a mall, man, and it's like a straight-up preppy ass money, you know what I'm saying? Like all nice looking, you know, preppy people. You know, you just kind of stand out. But like these damn people were so damn rude and retarded, and they like to stop suddenly in front of you.
Yeah, I would have just
like
pushed
as,
them.
As soon as we entered the mall to where we wanted to go, at least five people did it. But it wasn't in front of me, otherwise I probably would have just kept walking. And then if they fell over, they fell over, you know.
Yeah. Ah, what the fuck? God damn it, BitComet. Or, Bitstrips.
Same thing, whatever.
Yeah, fucking, they got one of me with fucking Kanye West. Saying Havoc starts a Twitter war with Kanye.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, it's funny because on the like on the internet with the fucking Kanye's phone fucking bursts in the flames.
Yeah, he's always complaining about something. Like now he's on the. Like he was on the radio complaining this way.
And of course, there's one of you and Allie in bed together.
Oh, yeah? When's that happening?
It says, Allie wishes Gilgi would turn out the light.
I don't like lights, so that's not a problem.
I should share this one.
She's too busy at work taking pictures.
Yeah, I noticed that. ATO.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I have no idea. Man, I was trying to find that. I was trying to figure it out myself earlier.
I just said something funny, but at least mine means something, and I know what it means. I don't know what the fuck she's saying. Saying medical terms to me, and I have no idea.
I mean, the closest I got was fucking, when I Googled it, it was fucking three different things. Alpha Tau Omega, Australian Taxation Office, and abort to orbit.
Yeah, it's none of those. She's not in a fraternity or a sorority. She's not in Australia. And she's not in orbit. Unless her hospital's in outer space.
I wouldn't doubt it. There we go, fucking. Here's a perfect picture right here. It's me and you at a fucking Bitmart. And it says, Havoc and Ghetto G will do anything to save a buck.
It's true.
And it's me and you knocking people down and fucking walking all over them.
Well, as for that applying to Black Friday, not so much.
Yeah. I got my two games yesterday, my shirt, and I ordered my WWE. Merchandise. That's good enough for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got that Daryl shirt. That's what it was.
Yeah, and then I went to L.L. Bean's today.
Went to what?
L.L. Bean.
What is that? L.L. Cool J's place?
Some kind of clothing store that's a part of the mall here.
What kind of place is it? Is it like a coffee shop?
Ah, it's a clothing store.
Oh, what a bean in it. I just kind of figured it was coffee.
They sell clothes. They sell hunting and fishing gear, outdoor gear, luggage.
Wait. Wait, did you just say outdoor gear? Like, what do you think you do, fishing and hunting?
Well, funny thing enough, they actually completely fucking cross it all, like, you know, separated. You got, like, hunting gear, like, you know, hunting gear, like, archery and shit like that. And you go to fucking outdoor gear, and you get, like, fucking flashlights, knives, ice skates, snow toys.
Snow toys. It's just funny how you just said that.
Well, I was just thinking that it says snow toys.
How to make it all perverted and shit. Snow toys.
It's the year you got $29.95 you can get have a snow castle / snowball maker set.
Yeah, no.
Well, let's see here. For $9.95 you get a fucking snowball maker.
Oh, wow. What about that castle thing, man? Are you able to make, like, a snow castle outside?
Yeah. And let's see here. For $24.95, they also have a snow / sand castle package.
How the fuck does that work?
I have no idea.
Alright. Speaking of snow castles, man, I just remember I used to run around and jump on people's little igloos that they made and shit.
Yeah, this does not make any sense, though. I mean, I think it would have made better sense if they just, you know, put the hunting and fishing gear under outdoor gear instead of making two separate fucking things for it.
All right, Havoc, it's nothing to stress out about.
There we go. For $32.95, you can have a classic Commander duck caller.
That's just what I want. Or I could just load up the Super Nintendo and play Duck Hunt. You know, either or.
Let's see, they got waterfowl gear. Duck decoys.
Oh, wait, I take it back. I mean Nintendo, not Super Nintendo. Nintendo, for all you gamers listening.
But I got me some boots, so it all works out.
Oh, yeah? You putting boots to asses? What kind of boots you get?
Yeah, I'm definitely be doing some fucking boots to asses. Let me see. What kind of boots did I get? Let me see what's up on here.
What's the point? You don't even know what you got.
Man, I don't know what the brand is.
Well, what the fuck did you look at when you bought them?
Man, I didn't even buy them. My fucking aunt bought them for me.
But
they
you were there.
$99
for a pair of fucking boots?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Damn, I never spent $100 on a pair of shoes, man. What the hell?
Yeah. It's my fucking Christmas gift.
Did you ask for boots?
No. I asked for fucking axe, and I got...
So, wait, you asked for, like, a cheap bottle of axe, and you got $100 shoes?
Yeah.
So I guess you don't get the axe.
There we go. They're.
Guess you're gonna have to stink it up.
There we go. They're Men's Beans waterproof snow sneakers.
They're called sneakers.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be called boots?
You'd think they would be, but hey.
Huh.
Hey, but I mean, you know, I guess it's a good thing I chose those ones because there was another brand that I saw that I wanted, but they cost like $230.
That's insane, man. They'd be coming with like built-in heaters or something.
Well, I mean, you know, they're insulated and waterproof. So that comes in handy for, like, you know, when it snows.
So we're a lot of boots, Havoc. But as for boots, man, I fucking hate wearing boots.
Well, I mean, I don't mind wearing them every now and then.
You can't drive in them, it's a real bitch. You can't walk in them. It's fucking retarded.
But unfortunately, they only came in one color.
Black.
Bad, I wish.
Brown.
Yes.
That's the only colors boots usually come in. Or like the lightish brown type.
And that's what these are. They're like a deep coffee color.
Is that really what it's called? Deep coffee?
Yeah. They only come in two colors, black and deep coffee.
See, I wouldn't wear that just because it had coffee on it.
But it's definitely cool, though. I mean, like, the fucking pattern, like, the pattern's, like, on the bottom are fucking cool because it's got, like, a fucking chain-like pattern. On, like,
oh, yeah,
because
everybody's going to see the bottom of your feet.
Oh, no, but I'm just saying, man, they're definitely dope as fuck.
Don't get angry now.
Yeah, they're... But no, they're not bad. I like them. And shit, for fucking $99, it's not a bad deal.
Man, you better be wearing them all winter now.
I plan on it.
So anyway, we talked long enough. Kyler, you got anything to say?
Not really.
Nothing. How about you request a Christmas song?
Okay. Santa's a fat bitch.
There you go. That's your cue.
Let me go to ICP. Here we go.
Sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling. Parsons. Sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling.
Santa's car, suck my balls. Drunk as hell, ringing bells at the mall. Santa pants on Nixon and Cupid. I'ma get stupid. I sat around all night under the chimney, holding my sack like Jimmy, Jimmy. I know that he's coming, he's coming, he must. Looking up nothing but rust.
Those boys and girls, they don't deserve anything.
Santa-
Claus, Santa Claus, where you been? I see you got cookies and milk on your chin. I guess you had time to collect your ends. You always been down for your rich friends. But Rudolph, he don't bring the sleigh my way. Nothing but coal and dirt for little Jay. I guess you couldn't fit down my chimney shaft. You need to lose some of that fat ass. All the little rich boys, they get paid. Count their toys and jackets they made. Me, I got a little half, little chunk of dog shit. I'ma kill that fat bitch. And everything wet. Not a great dress serving, but a fucking wreck. I ain't hearing jingle bells, I ain't hearing nothing. Ain't smelling no turkey turds, hell ain't no stuffing. All men are paid, wished and prayed. This fat motherfucker would swing my way and drop up soldiers in rubber balls. But I woke up, I found the crusty old drugs. Yep, yep, I knew it, the death again and again and again and again. Every year I wake up to the same old shit. House empty, no sound of the fat bitch.
Just tap it in.
Tap it in.
So, Ghetto Manson, so I noticed you liked my long-ass rant from yesterday.
Yeah, I happened to read it. Somebody seemed a little angry yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I mean, come on, man. Like, you get to like the fucking Boo Bear who likes every fucking damn thing in the world. But
Boo Bear, the size of a bear. A teddy bear.
I mean, come on, man. Fucking. It's true, man. I mean, come on, like, back on MySpace. Like, seriously, somebody needs to fucking revive MySpace so that way Juggalo Ride Radio fucking can be revived.
Face it, man. It's dead.
Yeah, all because of Facebook.
Even Facebook is dead.
Yeah, we can only pray that one day it dies and Facebook and MySpace will become back alive again.
What do you expect from a website that's full of sensitive people?
That's true. Too much sensitivity up on that motherfucker.
It really is, man. People on Facebook don't like to see anything.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Like, you say you hate Lil Wayne up on there, people start crying their eyes out.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Or fucking the minute someone fucking sees that Brian the dog or Family Guy is dead, they start crying and they start whining about it on Facebook.
I gave that bitch nothing because bitches go crazy over nothing.
Well, But come on, like, that's not even just that. I mean, come on, like have people on there fucking say, oh, we're going to tune in or call in, but they never do. Like, Boo Bear.
Boo Bear said she's going to call in.
Well, you know, there's been a few times, like when she said that she'll either tune in or call in. And we've had other people up on there saying that they'll tune in and call in, but they don't.
Well, then we should go back to calling people.
I think we should.
So this way, they'd have to answer.
Yeah, we can call him Boo Bear.
Find her number. I bet you it's on her page.
Let's find out.
That's how we used to do it, man. Just find somebody's number on their page and call.
Yeah, that's always the best way to do it.
And then you call and they're like, who is this?
Oh, let's see if she's awake. I mean, she should be since she lives in California.
And it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Well,
she probably doesn't have a job.
She probably doesn't have a job. Jeez, so quick to jump to assumptions.
Now, either we'll get her, or we'll get the devil. One of the two.
The devil? Who's the devil? Her boyfriend.
I don't know, considering the fact, you know, the first three digits of her number is 666.
For real? That's fucking awesome.
209-666.
Man, maybe we'll be calling Hades.
Dial. Call failed. Or was not answered. It didn't even ring, bitch.
That's probably not a real area code.
Try it again.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 085.
085.
Why would it go away? Oh, there we go. Let me see here. Let me take a piss. And we'll call more people.
Oh, great. You should have played a song, you dickhead.
Yeah, I should have.
Patrick is a fat bitch.
With a shitload of gaps. Let's see. Trying to think who else has, you know, said they'd call in, whatever do. Man, that's just.
There ain't nobody else that I can recall that said they were ever in a colon.
I mean, for fuck's sake, we need more calls. Yo, should all yourself a fucking annoying little chick in Utah calling back in.
She's too busy taking bathroom pictures with her boyfriend.
Yeah. Let's see.
Man, that's all it took, man, to get her a boyfriend and she'd stop annoying us.
Yeah, we would have found her somebody sooner. Yeah. Well, he just hooked her up with fucking a dude Brian that she called him with.
Oh, God. At least he doesn't call.
You think Allie's at work still?
Do you have her number?
I can probably get it off her page.
But yeah, my guess would be she is still at work. Since she's a nurse.
Let's see if the hippie has her number up on Facebook.
Yeah, right.
Nope. No number.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Doesn't surprise me either. Let's see. I'll just go down my fucking list here on,
How about you call somebody you actually have a number to?
Unfortunately, I don't.
Nobody.
Nope. Let's see. Who can we call in? No, no gingers allowed.
You were just going to call Booper. Said no gingers.
Oh no, because this person's on my friend's name is actually her, or its name is actually Ginger.
Is it Ginger Ninja?
Ginger Whitmore.
Oh.
Definitely not. Michael Yon is not allowed up on here.
Who?
Michael Yont.
I see.
Yo, that dude that you don't like in some of the groups.
Why don't I like him?
I don't know. I just remember you saying you didn't like him or something like that.
Nah, I don't fucking know. I thought it was that other dude, Zachary Keller, who likes all my pictures I post.
Let's see. Well, since you only have, like, not that many friends, we'll see who we can find on your page.
What are you trying to say? Was that a diss to me, saying I don't have many friends on Facebook? Huh? Do you think you're better than me?
Well, I'm just saying the fact that, you know, you have fewer friends than I do, it'd be easy to go to your page. Let's see.
Because I don't want to talk to anybody.
Let's see, maybe we can get Shelby Gan or Gon. How the fuck you say her last name?
Yeah, right. She said she'd call in, what was that, like a couple of weeks ago?
Exactly.
And did that happen?
Nope. That's okay. She don't have a number yet anyways.
Duh.
Let's see, definitely not Cora Anderson because she's probably been eating her fucking sleeve.
I don't know why you would want to talk to her anyway.
How about Colin?
Colin? He'd answer. He have his number over?
Let's find out. No.
Well, then I guess we can't do that.
How about Rabbit?
Do you still got her number?
I don't know. I'm going to her page.
Where the fuck is your phone at, man? Why don't you have numbers?
Man, I've got the Obama phone. Unfortunately, all the numbers I used to have were all in my either my Android or my iPhone when I edit. And
you can't charge them up and get the numbers out?
No. Sold my old iPhone and sold my Android.
What the fuck? Who does
yeah,
that?
They were. Yeah, then of course, you know, before selling them, I completely wiped them of contacts.
Where'd it go?
Let's see. How about Firestorm?
Yeah, she might answer.
Find out. She has a number that we can call. Nope. I think what's funny in the point is the fact that she put, for work and education, Juggalo Rider Radio. Doing your mom, make sure it happen, but you don't call in or anything.
That's interesting.
Yeah, she's fired.
I didn't realize she was hired.
I didn't either. Oh, baby Kaloon. I think Cho needs to get a cell phone so that way he can call his ass in.
I wonder if he got one yet.
Well, let's go find out if it's on his page or not.
I'm sure he got paid by now.
Well, let's see. We have a number.
There's a number there?
Yeah. For mobile phone.
Let's try calling it.
Let's see what the fuck happened here.
Oh, shit, it's ringing.
What the fuck was that?
Jeez, where's the voicemail light?
I know, right? Chill, you have a shitty ass phone, motherfucker. David Kaloon doesn't have a number either, so that's not going to work. And Chill, you're absolutely horrible. Let's see here. No, we definitely don't need no John Crazy Clown up on here because he might end up fucking misspelling words while he's talking.
Well, that's a given.
No, we definitely don't need Lazlo up on here.
You think she's still awake, though? That baby K.
Probably since she just posted something like 2 hours ago.
Because I got a number for her.
Well, We can try, see what happens.
Alright. 239.
Hold on. 823-9-823-823-22-4-5. Let's see if she picks up.
Let's see if this is even her number anymore.
Yeah, you could ask for
her. I never called.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this baby Caleb?
Who?
Is this baby Caleb?
Yeah, she's calling.
Juggalo Rider Radio.
Oh, hey, what's up?
What's going on? Are you sleeping?
No, I saw a New York number, and I'm like, who the fuck is this?
No, it's just us. We decided to bug you.
How did you guys get my number?
You gave it to me, like, a long time ago.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, you never call, you ass.
It's because I don't have a phone.
Yeah, that might help.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We're just trying to bring people to the show.
Yeah, since they don't come on their own, you know, we have to bring them.
Oh, whatever. I'm in school.
Yeah, what you
in
school for?
I literally just finished my class, yeah.
What are you in school for?
Criminal justice.
Oh. She's coming after you, Havoc.
No.
In crime scene.
Did you say you just got out of class right now?
I just finished class, yeah.
Well, what do you know? We got her while she's in school.
Well, at least she's learning something.
Yeah.
Going for crime scene investigations and stuff.
She's going to learn how to bust us when we kill somebody.
No.
Oh, get on, there you go, man.
We've got those, like, pathetic, stupid classes right now about environmental science and how nuclear fission and nuclear fusion and shit, like, affect the environment around us.
Environmental science? Man, I took it back in high school.
Yeah, but this stuff goes, like, more in-depth about, like, nuclear fission.
So what the fuck does it have to do with fucking crime scenes and shit?
Apparently, it's, like, the environmental, like, the environment can have side effects on crime and stuff. Like, I don't know. They just make us take this class. It's mandatory to graduate.
Well, good. Yeah. There you go, man. We can send her to California and have her find out if Paul Walker's actually dead.
Yeah. We hate to break that news to you that Paul Walker is supposedly dead.
I know. I read it on that freaking Wink News or whatever that he died in a car crash at the age of 40.
Yeah.
But we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah. Sadly enough.
I know, like, my boyfriend walked in the door and I'm like, do you want to know who died? He goes, what? I was like, do you want to know who died? And he goes, okay. I like Paul Walker, and his jaw just dropped, and he's like, you're fucking kidding me. And I'm like, nope. Paul Walker apparently died at the age of 40 in California.
Yeah, that's the big news right now on my news feed.
Yeah, same here. And like I said, sadly enough, no more Fast and the Furious after 7. Oh, well.
Yeah, Abby's heart broken over it.
That's sad to say, but maybe they bring the Fast and Furious to a halt.
But then I told Havoc he can go take his place.
The Final Fantasies with, like, 14 different things.
Final Fantasy, I didn't even like at it the first one.
Well, I think they've got, like, 14, but there's like a couple of them that are part one and part two and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, there's just like many of them.
But
give me a good fucking Walking Dead and fucking Deadpool game any day, and I'll be set.
I'm all about Assassin's Creed. I've played it lately. There's just too
Yeah, I never
played that game. Never cared to.
Well, another game that we're into is Boyfriend's All About Battlefield and all the Call of Duties.
There you go. That's Havoc right there.
And I'm all about, like, the Bethesda games. Skyrim, Oblivion, and Fallout, and... I'll be honest,
the main reason why I just haven't gotten into fucking Assassin's Creed yet is because, unfortunately, we had a jackass of an ex-co-host who was obsessed with the damn game.
Come on, man, she knows who that is.
Yeah, she knows Chris, all right. I feel sorry for her.
Chris didn't seem that bad. I mean, I don't know him very well, but...
Shit, we don't know him very well either.
Yeah. All we know is we don't like him.
He sure does come on a lot for you guys not to like him.
Man, he hasn't been on here for a long time now since he's no longer with us.
Yeah, we fired his ass because he doesn't do shit. I mean, come on, we made up a co-host. Not once did he bring in new listeners. Except for a fucking iconic bitch who fucking was stalking Ghetto G.
Yeah, that ugly ass bitch.
he barely posted anything. And let's see, he really showed up for his own interviews.
Yeah, you see that? You do more than Chris.
You guys should hire me.
Man, you ain't never around either.
I know, that's what I just said. I've got a lot going on anyway. Like I work at Little Caesars as a manager, and they, hired this girl on, 2 weeks ago. They gave her almost all of my hours, and they've been promising my boyfriend works with me, the other manager, and they've been promising him store manager for, 3 months. And then they turned around and gave it to this girl that just walked in 2 weeks ago.
Man, that sounds like this girl Victoria, man. She got two jobs, and she can't get no hours because they give them to everybody else.
It's bullshit, dude. My boyfriend came home last night. They told him, he came home yesterday practically in tears because he was so pissed off. 3 fucking months of them telling him, oh, well, we're going to give you store manager. We just got to train you a little bit more so you know what's going on and, how to do everything. And they worked him, 60 hours a week, and then they kind of gave this position to somebody else.
Well, you know what you got to do now, right?
What?
You got to make her disappear.
Yeah. Me studying, the whole criminal justice, crime scene investigations, I'm going to make a girl disappear. I know everything what to do.
She just may happen to fall in the oven.
And a job ain't worth it. A job really ain't worth it. The job's a total douchebag. The owners are douchebags. Well, one of them's cool, and then the other one's I don't know, we were cool until he found out that I had a boyfriend, and then he, total went.
Yeah, that'll
totally do it. Well, he'll go from, laughing with other employees until I start, joking around with them, and then he gets real serious. The other day, we were joking about, they just put new cameras up in the store, because the old one just put new ones up, and they put more up than what they had before, and a girl that I work with made a joke about, oh, you got to watch them every move they make. I was like, well, just be glad they didn't put one in the bathroom. And the girl starts laughing. And then the owner looks at me and he goes, no, that's illegal. We wouldn't do that.
Man, you know damn well there's one in there now.
And she's, well, doesn't mean you couldn't have tried. And he starts laughing. He won't laugh. Thank God he's in the bathroom.
See?
And I looked at him. I was like, what?
He's just a pervert.
Yep.
I'm just so tired of this job. I've been here for about 4 months, and it's like, this is why you guys can't keep anybody.
Did you say you're tired of it and you only been there for 4 months?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, I can handle a lot of shit, but this job is just, like, stepped over the line. Like, I go to work, like, crying my eyes out because I don't want to be there, but that's the only job I have. If I didn't have a family to support, I wouldn't give a fuck. I would look for another job, but I got a family. Yeah.
Damn, man, your phone really sucks, huh?
What?
I said your phone really sucks.
Oh.
You keep cutting out it, in and out, boom, in and out, boom.
My house has really bad reception. That's why I never call in. I always get onto the computer and talk to you guys.
Like, this is a house phone?
Yeah, no, this is my cell phone inside the house.
Uh-huh.
I literally have one bar, and that's it.
Damn.
Yeah, this entire neighborhood, like, they've, like, antennas blocking cell phone signals or something, because this entire neighborhood's, even going outside, we only have, like, two, maybe three bars.
Damn cell phones.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I always get onto the computer and talk to you guys. But with lately with school, like, picking up and work and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Don't lie. You forgot about us.
What the fuck ever.
We know how it goes.
Get a few
yep.
post shit on Facebook all the time about, like, you guys having these special guests and everything else, and I read them.
That hasn't been for a while.
I think the last one he posted was probably, like, last week, and it was a guy that... It was like last week.
Yeah, no. I think the last special thing we did was, like, we went through the Amazing Jekyll Brothers CD. And that was the beginning of last month, or this month.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been a while.
I can't believe it's been that long, though. Like, that's... All that shows you how busy I am. Can't even remember when shit was posted on Facebook.
But at least she sees things, though. So that's all that matters.
I pay attention. I just don't always have the time to log on. You guys are on now. That's right. I was like, oh, time. It's 12:39. That's it. That's right. They're on.
We're on right now. No, we're just, you know, randomly calling.
Yeah, it's not even door.
What?
I don't know. Apparently she's hearing things over there.
My daughter over the baby monitor, she just did, like, this high pitch, wah! And that was it.
That was just so havoc.
Like... Yeah, that's definitely not me. I definitely not sound as little.
Wow, it has been a while. Oh, no, he just does a lot of posts.
Hey.
23 hours ago, 29. I'm looking to see when last time he posted about.
23 hours ago?
Yeah, something about.
The hell did I post 23 hours ago, man? I was in a coma.
Bit strips.
Oh, yeah, that'd be me doing the bit strips.
Okay. So do you happen to go out for Black Friday?
I actually went out and spent a lot of money, and my boyfriend yelled at me. I spent like $100, but beneficial because I got all the kids taken care of. I had to shop for like 4 kids.
Just stand in long lines.
November 27th.
November 27th. What the hell did I post then?
I don't know, some girl with tape on her boobs.
That has nothing to do with anything.
November 27th, talking about Blog Talk Radio, blah, 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 call in.
Oh, that must be Shelby then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got reported for nudity for that picture.
Oh, whatever. Had like black duct tape or black electric tape or something on her.
Yeah, electrical tape.
It's a good picture.
See, even she likes it.
Hell yeah.
See, there's an idea for your next set of pictures.
Yeah, we've been trying to get together for that, but because we've been so fucking busy between work and school, and the other girl that I'm working with has got school and work, and then the other girl that I'm working with, she's got 2 jobs, so it's been practically impossible to get anything together. I've gotten to the point where I'm thinking about just doing single photo shoots.
There you go. Sounds like a plan.
Judging that my boyfriend is the photographer, it's a lot easier for me to get shit done than them. Was it Rick?
Did he just say that's right? Is that what he just said?
No, I said that's Rich. Maybe that was the one I was thinking of. When was your guys' last interview, and who was it with?
That's a good question.
Wasn't our last interview with Yaz from Dead Celebrity Status?
Holy shit, it was that. When was that?
Good question.
Man, it's been a while, man. We haven't had nobody special on here in a good while.
So, Ghetto, man, my question to you is, what do you think Allie's gonna say about her new bit strip?
Probably just laughed. That's all she ever does.
Well, considering the fact it's Ghetto G is thankful for Allie, and you know, and I decided to add having big, beautiful tits.
There you go. I'm sure she'll love that.
Havoc, maybe it was you and not Ghetto. Because I just got back to September and there was nothing on there.
Damn, you went all the way back to September.
I did. I'm trying to figure out when the fuck this was posted. Because I remember seeing it. I just can't remember, like,
when.
And
you probably saw it back in, like, the summertime or something.
Let's see. What was our last
interview that you guys had?
Were you here for it?
Was I here for it? No.
Oh.
Yeah, last interview was Dead Celebrity Status back in August.
There you go, August.
Huh. Okay, good. Now.
See, that was the last time we had anybody on here.
Yep.
My bad. It's been a while since I've been on, I know that. Whether it was on... Well, I don't think I've ever called you guys except for once.
Yeah, you called us once.
Yep. That's usually the most anybody ever really calls us is once.
My boyfriend told me that I should tell you guys to play one of his new songs.
What do you think, this is some type of radio station?
He goes, what do you think this is, some kind of radio station?
Yeah, more importantly, do we even have any new songs?
And he's got a few. We've actually got a couple of them that are, like, they listen to them and they're like, holy shit, that's awesome.
No, no, no. He was asking if we even have them.
Oh. Now, while Shadows of the Undead broke up, like, you guys did a lot of their stuff for a while. Yeah, they broke up. They're no longer together. They broke up, like, a year ago.
Damn, a year ago.
Yeah, and they've got, they all went on their, like, their own separate way, everything. Like, he's doing his own shit, Danny's doing his own shit, Larry just kind of stopped doing music altogether. It's sad. What? And the girl that they were working with, she just came in and she started acting like she ran the show, and it pissed everybody off, and she got
they broke
I'm
up
the
over
one
chick.
Who makes them. No, they didn't break up because of her, but she definitely added to it. Like, she just came in and she started acting like she ran the place, like, everything, the way what she said went.
Fuck out of here with that.
That's what they said.
So, Ghetto, so apparently her boyfriend's name, elf name is Glitzy McJingles. Did you know this?
What the fuck? I did not know that.
They said apparently your boyfriend's nickname is Glitzy McJingles. Your elf name was Glitzy McJingles. Oh. I can have... Oh, I didn't even know that you got... That's awesome. It's got this pop-up on this Blog Talk Radio about how I can have an app added to my phone. I'll start doing that.
That's what we need. We need an app.
Yeah.
And then we can tell you every show how to download it.
I'm telling you.
We could be just like Michael Cole.
Except better.
Well, that's
true. At least I'd have all your shit on my phone, though.
Well, I don't think you would want any shit on your phone.
No.
That would just be a mess.
Yeah, that'd be one smelly-ass phone.
I don't know. Some people may like that.
I don't know, we saw this video, it's a like page on Facebook, it says like the craziest videos, whatever, and it was a girl who was yelling at this guy to lay on the floor, and she pulled down her fucking panties and just shit in his mouth.
That's great, I guess.
It was, like, the craziest videos. It was a, like, page on Facebook, and they popped up with a video, and I'm like, this is fucking disgusting. I cannot believe people are even into this shit.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
And then you've got those fucking people that, like, get off by balloons popping.
The fuck?
And what was that? What was that one? The sex addictions or whatever, that show that we were watching with that guy that got turned on by balloons or something.
How did he get turned on?
Like strange
by
addictions
balloons?
Or some shit like that.
Strange Sex.
Strange Sex. It's a series. It's on Netflix.
Oh wait,
and there's like this guy about how he got married.
There you go,
Abby.
There's something for you to watch on Netflix.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've watched anybody getting turned on by balloons or whatever the hell she just said.
Well, there's a guy that got, like, married to a real doll, like that sex real doll.
Is that like that movie Lars and the Real Girl?
And he named her, and he goes clothes shopping for her, and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, dude, that's definitely like that movie. Dude's
and
dating a fucking doll.
Trying to think of what else there was. There was the guy that got turned on by balloons. There was an episode about the cougars, how this woman was like 80 years old going after a 20, 30-year-old guy.
Was she at least hot?
No. She was a wrinkly, like a wrinkly old bag. Like she was just nasty. I don't know, if I'm on the computer, I'll look up strange sex addictions or something. I mean, that's probably not the thing that I want in my search bar on Google.
Why not?
Sexual disorders. 10 strangest sex addictions.
Well, I found that strange sex shit. How do you know? There's like two seasons of this shit.
There you go. Now you got two seasons to watch.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
There is... Oh, there's the real doll. The guy's name is Dave Cat. And
Dave?
He is married to his sex doll. His sex real doll.
I guess she gives good head.
This guy, strange addictions, is pulling hair out of the shower drain.
Man, he needs to come over here. Fucking pull out of whatever the fuck's in my drain.
There was a woman named Kelly, and she would eat nothing but cheesy potatoes.
Oh.
There's a woman, and she was addicted to her freakishly large boobs. She had a 38 triple K.
Yeah, I'm addicted to those, too.
I think we all are.
What is it with guys and boobs, anyway? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know. Girls like them, too.
Yeah.
There's a guy who's addicted to eating glass. A woman who is addicted to bathing in bleach.
Oh, I saw some strange shit. Some bitch would drink piss and bathe in piss.
Yeah, I saw that woman. She literally would drink her own pee.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting.
A woman who was addicted to eating pottery and cigarette ashes.
Somebody addicted to eating chalk.
This woman's addicted to eating rocks.
How the fuck do you eat a rock?
She would get the chew on it until it broke into pieces and eat it.
Man, your teeth be all grinded down and shit.
There's a woman who's addicted to eating toilet paper.
Don't forget it.
There's a guy named Nathaniel who is in a romantic and sexual relationship with his car.
Yeah, I'd believe it.
Oh, and the best part of the entire thing, the car is a guy car.
What the?
I didn't even remember that. My boyfriend's like, tell him the best part. I'm like, but he goes, and the car's a dude.
Yeah. Somebody's screaming out that they're gay.
Yeah.
Well, his dad's like, how do you even have sex with a car?
Well, I don't know. girls usually have sex with the gear shift. But I don't know how a dude has sex with it. I don't know.
And how the fuck do you even know the sex of a car?
I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those things, like, guys, like, people always consider their car a girl. Like, yeah, she's a good car, you know, whatever. I don't know. People name things.
Oh, yeah, what do you name?
Strange. Our car doesn't have a name yet. We haven't decided.
No. I said, what do you name?
Oh, I don't name anything. I named my daughters, and then I'm happy with that.
That's it? That's all you've ever named?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever named anything. Oh, I had a car that I named, and I called it the Beast. Because no matter what you put through that car through, it would always come back.
That looked like this car that I sold today.
And my boyfriend got a car from his sister, got passed down from his sister, and it was an old Mary Kay car, Pontiac Grand Am, and he named it the Mary Kay car. He had to peel all the Mary Kay stickers off because it was decked out in Mary Kay car stickers when he got it.
Oh, shit.
Well, at least Gil G and Kiss finally had their date.
What?
I said at least Gil G and Kiss finally had their date.
Oh, yeah, where'd we go?
I don't know, some fucking fast food joint.
Fast food joint? What are you trying to say? You trying to say I'm cheap?
We're all cheap in our own way.
No, it's true. I am cheap.
Don't feel bad. I am too. My boyfriend could take me to... we were just talking about Long John Silver's, and I'll be perfectly happy.
Yeah, man. It's just bomb.
Well, when I was pregnant with both my girls, all I could eat stomach without getting sick was the chicken from there.
Are you kidding me, man? It's like nothing but grease and whatnot.
Salt? That salt, though, that's what I wanted with that salt.
I don't know how you could stomach that, of all places.
Ugh, I loved it. Love it. I was actually just telling him that I would be perfectly content with having it right now, but they're closed.
There you go. Man, go get us some Hush Puppies. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
The crumbs are the best part. What are you talking about?
Well, them, too.
Every time I go there, I ask them for an extra box of crumbs.
Did they charge you for that?
Nope.
I was about to say, damn.
All it is extra batter and the oil. My mom used to work there when I was growing up.
Look who knows so much.
My mom used to work there since she was like 16 all the way up until, I don't know, she was 27 years old. So I grew up around that. Like, that's what my childhood consisted of. As long as
where the hell is the damn Hush Puppies at, man? Quit bullshitting. Let's go.
They're gone. I already ate them all.
Well, damn you.
I may not be fat, but I'm a fat kid at heart. I like my food. How was your guys' Thanksgiving?
It was good.
It was all right. The food was good.
Yeah, the food was definitely good. And just think, come Christmas, we do it all over again. More turkey. Yay.
And there will be no more fucking turkey. How many times I got to tell you this?
Well,
I don't do turkey. I do ham.
Yeah. It's all about that ham. And we're going to have some pierogies. Yeah, bitch.
Oh, man, pierogies.
See, yeah. Man, she's down for that, too. And then we get some shrimp up in that bitch, too.
We actually just, my boyfriend's dad just did this bacon and shrimp stuffed mushrooms.
Well, that was all right. It was all right until you said mushroom.
You don't like mushrooms?
I fucking hate mushrooms.
They're not bad. I don't like canned mushrooms because they come out all slimy.
They come out all slimy.
But these are pretty.
You should be used to slimy things.
Yeah. You should be used to slimy things.
Fucking people are still fucking posting about Paul Walker.
That's going to be going on for days, man.
Well, unfortunately, this one chick, Ariel Lorraine Gravit, what the fuck her last name is.
Did you say Ariel?
I said Ariel Lorraine.
This is where you get some Tech N9ne on.
All right, she wants to hear it. Play it.
Anything in particular about Tech N9ne? Oh, yeah.
Areola, motherfucker. Even though it's the 816 boys, but anyway.
We get down to it.
What was another song that was playing that was right after that song?
I don't remember. Maybe Gil Dream remembers.
I don't fucking know. Don't ask me.
Okay, I ask you. Gil G, what was the other song that came out through Areola?
Motherfucker. Don't you dare.
Creepin'. It's a good song.
I don't think we have that on the soundboard.
Probably not.
Creepin' by Tech N9ne.
But here we go with Areolas.
Oops. Now we gon' get to the psychology shit, you understand, man?
Hey, what's that for?
Oh, you mean
she told me to hit it and split it and get a bumper.
He's back.
Just a little softer. I'm the one that be driving them crazy out of their brains to give me a peek of your areola out of your hand. Cause she got size on her, look at the size on her. Big old shake like she need fries on her. Wanna see her in your booster, yeah.
Swoop ya.
See her in a group and say,
hey, areola.
Stick them out. Don't know what I'm talking about. That circle round a skittle in the middle. You put in your mouth. But I love you, baby.
It came from the greater gods.
a good version.
Havoc, I'm really tired of you misspelling shit that I say.
What did I misspell this time there, Ghetto?
Your.
Well, you know, I mean, at least I didn't put Y-U-R.
Or, oh, wait, hold on. You misspelled I've. Damn it, Havoc.
See, everything from Tech N9ne is, like, phenomenal.
Don't you change the subject.
My boyfriend, I think, is kind of jealous because I love Tech N9ne so much.
He probably is.
Yeah.
Well, he's a hip-hop artist, so it's kind of like I'm talking about another hip-hop artist going, oh my god, he's phenomenal. He's amazing, like Tech N9ne, everything that he does. I want to get his new CD, that Therapy.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, no.
I heard a couple songs off of it. The one that he did with, I want to hear that one he did with Five Finger Death Punch.
That one we have up on the soundboard.
Unfortunately, we have that.
You guys don't like Therapy?
I did not enjoy it, no.
What about
except for the song called Hiccup. That was alright.
Hiccup was good. I did like Hiccup.
But other than that, not so much.
What
yeah,
do you guys think about something else, then?
That was a whole lot better.
Yes.
See, there's no point in having anything other than tech on my phone. Don't listen to any. Honest to God, I always play Tech N9ne while I'm working. I put my headphones in and that's it. I was obsessed with KOD for a very long time, and then something else came out, and I was like, oh my god, something else. It's amazing.
Yeah, I, on the other hand, was not a big fan of KOD.
See, I like KOD.
KOD was pretty good.
Now, see, Absolute Power was a better CD.
KOD. I like KOD.
Or Angelic. That was a really good CD.
I like Psychology 101.
Well, yes, that's also a good one, too.
Trying to think of what other CD I was really obsessed with. I did like Angelic, Psychology 101. There was, what was that one? Absolute Power, thank you.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah.
My phone's breaking up. I didn't hear you. I just recently started getting, like, really heavy into, like, Slipknot and stuff, so I've been exploring a little bit.
Uh-oh. Don't get too heavy. Might break some.
Too heavy? All my boyfriend listens to is, like, Whitechapel and Suicide Silence and stuff like Beer Drums by Screaming Your Ear kind of.
But I think I said, like, the Treads of Tech N9ne did with Five Finger Death Punch is dope, though. Like, I fucking love that shit.
What did you just call me? Boy, munchies. My boyfriend's got the munchies, like he's been eating Bugles and shit like that, and he just...
Oh, if he's got the munchies, I guess that means, you know, we probably should mention pizza.
You said it's cotton mouth.
That's what I have. That's what I have for dinner, man. Shit.
And cheeseburgers and fries.
And now he's gonna make you hungry. Cause he's like, and cheeseburgers and fries and. He goes, don't tap me, motherfucker. I'll go to.
Like I said,
you're
pizza. You're
going to be looking like Havoc during Survivor Series.
Yeah, there we go. I should tag her in my in that picture right there.
Bunch of munchies, man. Potato chips.
People hate him. He can eat whatever he wants to and not gain any weight.
I wish I could do that. I'm a fat
ass
motherfucker.
Like he stays at like 180 and that's it.
There we go. I'm officially tagging baby Kaylin into this picture. Just for her boyfriend.
Well, he looked at me really weird. He's like, when you guys called me, he's like, who the hell is that? And I'm like, Juggalo Rock Radio. He goes, they called you? And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of weird. They've never called me before.
Well, you should feel special.
I was just telling him, I said, I know it sounds stupid, but it's kind of nice to know that somebody's thinking about me, you know?
I'm silent. Well, we're no longer thinking about you.
Yeah, I must say, the fucking candy cane Hershey's bar was fucking good.
Candy cane Hershey bar?
Yeah. It's like a fucking big-ass thing of Hershey's, like, candy like with fucking bits of fucking candy cane in it.
You're right, Havoc, man. This damn picture right here is not accurate at all. I would not be reading in this.
Well, fine. I'll make another one, but this time I'll take the book out of there.
And why does she look so disgusted that I'm reading a book?
I have no clue.
This picture now. You guys have piqued my interest.
So when are you going to get a bitch strip, Joe? That goes out to you.
We got sucked up into that Sleepy Hollow show.
You're not answering me.
No, this shitty cell phone, dude.
Well, I think it'll just Gil was asking you, what do you plan on getting a bit strips?
I don't know. Like, I haven't really thought about it too much. I see them pop up on the fucking time, the news feed all the time.
Yep, and Ghetto G is screwed because they don't let you take the book out.
Son of a bitch.
So he's stuck. So he is officially stuck.
Oh. I have to look into that freaking candy cane Hershey bar thing.
Holy shit, that girl's pregnant again? What the fuck?
No orange.
Yeah, diet orange right though.
Yeah, I'm not orange.
Here we
go.
All right.
Here we go.
See this bitch thing.
There you go, Ghetto. I made another picture of you and Kissel.
Motherfucker, stop doing that.
All But I don't think you trust Kisser to push you around on a fucking trolley.
Man, that's probably something we'd do.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to jump off.
Oh, she's leaving us.
I am leaving you.
See how it is.
Like I said, we got sucked up into this fucking Sleepy Hollow show.
All right, well, have fun with that.
I've missed 2 episodes already because I've been talking to you guys, so you guys should feel loved.
2 episodes in like a half an hour? Damn.
They're both like, well, I've been on the phone for almost an hour. But they're like 28 minutes long or so.
Damn.
So.
But anyway, alrighty then.
It was good talking to you. Like, you guys should call me. Well, if I'm not at work, I can actually answer.
No, you should answer even if you're at work.
Yeah, definitely.
I've got this whole new rule that if we even touch our cell phones, we can get ripped up.
Gay ass shit.
I hate my job. Hopefully I can leave it soon.
But alright though.
Alright guys, you have a good night. Thank you for calling me.
You too.
Anytime.
Bye.
Bye.
Now that I guilt you to this like page here.
Like page.
Some band called Sex Pedal.
No. I want to know why my phone says it's 12:54.
And I think, Gil, you just might like the profile picture they have for the like page. It's a chick with big ass titties with fucking red electric tape on her tits.
Uh-oh.
And it says Sex Pedal.
There you go. That'll draw you in.
All I can say about this one dude just randomly hit me up going, much motherfucker with Clown Loaf. I'm like, the fuck you come from? How about the fact that they decided to fucking combine holidays up on this goddamn fucking bit strips? They combined Thanksgiving with fucking Hanukkah.
What the hell?
Yeah, I tagged you in it. You can go see it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, I did see this. I was like, this is fucking retarded.
It really is. I mean, come on. Like, what the fuck's the point of combining that shit? I mean, that's worse than my fucking... That's worse than my aunt's fucking idea.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I can't like any more pages.
The fuck?
Facebook won't allow me to like anything else.
That's okay, I can't add anybody. I'm in Facebook, dude.
No, it told me I reached my limit of likes.
How the fuck do you reach your limit on likes?
I even tried unliking things, but it still tells me.
Man, that makes absolutely no sense.
Told me that each page can only have up to 5,000 likes.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah. Even though I have over 7,000.
Oh, but I don't even know how many I have. Kind of curious now.
Having this Twitter war with Kanye.
Yeah. Fucking Kanye. Thank you. Yeah, it's not even telling me how many I have.
It tells you, like, how many friends you got, you know, like, on this, on the left side of your page.
Ah, there we go. 1,927.
How many?
1,927
likes. Damn, that's it.
I'll probably see if I can go past the whole fucking 5,000 likes. Not realizing, you know, to go down the path. I was like, fuck it. Gave up and I turned it off.
And be sure to collect all the squirrels.
Exactly how many squirrels are in there.
I'm not exactly sure. I forget. But there's a bunch. There's at least one on every level or every place you go.
I wonder if I can fucking collect any fucking Brodus Clays and just fucking toss them at the fucking zombies.
Brodus Clays? You're going to pick up a Brodus Clay?
Yeah.
In a zombie game?
Well, Brodus Clay will be the fucking, the dinner for the zombies. It'll be the perfect distraction.
It'll be like a fat zombie they found in the water.
Exactly.
That almost ate Glenn.
Yeah. They decided to toss Glenn into the fucking well with it.
Yep.
Like, hey, exactly who are we going to get to go down there? Everybody just looks at fucking Glenn.
Always the skinny guy. Skinny fast guy.
Well, maybe tomorrow night, if Bungan Alley's not working, you know, she probably will be, you know, like you said, she's a nurse.
Well, I just saw a nice little post for her just a few moments ago about, isn't there any more people working tonight? It's really busy here. It's ridiculous. So I'm guessing she's having a lot of work going on over there.
Yeah, by the time she gets home, she'll be past the fog out.
Matter of fact, after, like, what was it, like, I woke up or some shit this morning, she just went to bed, like, 3 hours before that.
Wow.
But, yeah, my guess is, though, those two other Walking Dead games they have, I really don't think they go together.
I don't think so either.
Because, man, this new one, man, it's like a straight-up fucking episode of The Walking Dead. Because I was just watching shit off YouTube to see how it looks and whatnot, and the first opening scene, man, they talked for a good while. And then in the game, you're going to have options on what you can do. So I guess it's going to change the outcome of what happens. So I just really hope that there's a bunch of zombies in this game. Otherwise, it'd be real dumb.
Yeah, I'll be able to get that. Maybe fucking next week or something like that.
I mean, it's only $30.
Yeah, but apparently we're planning on going out to Nelly's next week.
The fuck is that?
It's a Italian restaurant. You know what's funny, man? The fact that we still have only like 42 members for Juggler Rivalry's netting game.
Damn. I thought I just added somebody.
Yeah, John L. Summers.
There's still only 42.
Yep.
Jeez. So today I found out what the hell Snow DeProg's real name is.
What is it?
Claudia.
I don't think I would have ever guessed that.
Me either. They said her full name because she posted up a video of when she was on some TV show on the Latin channel or some shit.
Damn.
And they were, you know, interviewing her because she was a, you know, new artist. And she just signed a deal with Atlantic Records.
Yeah, it makes sense.
They said Claudia or whatever. I was like, who? But I was watching it because it was for Snow to product there, so clearly it had to have been her.
Yeah. So now we know her real name.
Yeah, I forget what the hell her last name was, but, you know, something Spanish.
Yeah, something Spanish.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever have known her what her name was. It's not like you ever see any information about her.
Yeah, it's true. Claudia Feliciano.
There you go.
Yeah, Found it on Wikipedia.
There you go.
Yeah, well, you know, Leprechaun has a new fucking track coming out on December 31st.
Who's that?
My boy Leprechaun, like the one that did the track, Censored.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a new track coming out on December 31st.
I didn't even realize he was still around.
And I didn't even realize he was still making music. I guess he is. Drunk Dumb Folks, Movies, and Merch. Yeah.
Dumb Folks. Are those rip-off of Jackass?
Yep. That'd be dumb. Let's see. Support Alien Truth.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that is.
What is that? Lil V?
And, the group. This page is intended for gaining financial support for Trig and Diz of Alien Truth to join us on the New World Domination Tour. Any little help counts. I don't even know who the fuck you niggas are. Hello. We can find out who they are.
Man, you should go buy that God of War Extensions game so we can play online.
Yeah, but I actually just want to do that.
What exactly do you do online?
I don't know. I've never really played the online port.
Because it's you could, I guess, do multiplayer online. What is that, just fight each other? since at the end of God of War 3, it turned into straight Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I don't really know what
me fighting Zeus.
Yeah, like I said, I don't really know much about the online port. I didn't really play on the online side of it.
Yeah, for Christmas I'm getting a bunch of video games because I picked them out on Friday. That's my Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I should probably do that too, pick up games.
Well, I'm saying, there's nothing else I really fucking want. You know what I'm saying? there really is nothing. I can't even think of anything.
But if I do get the PS4 for Christmas, I'm gonna have to get a hold of that stock of games.
You act like you have games now.
Well, I have four games.
Oh, how many did you used to have?
I had a certain load.
Exactly.
But the only reason I got to have to get a shitload of games is since PS3 games would be pretty much useless.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Now, let's say if we can put out Deadpool for fucking PS4, but I doubt that. Let's see. Damn. So apparently on November 17th. Sony announced that 1 million PS4 consoles have been sold within 24 hours in North America.
That's it.
Let's see. Yeah.
I expect a whole lot more.
Yeah, I would have too, but let's see what we can find here. PS4. Give me some games. Give me like Marvel games. Let's see. The Amazing Spider-Man 2. So I'll definitely get that. If I get this PS4, I'll definitely get The Amazing Spider-Man. Maybe I'll get Call of Duty. Get back to calling people nigga.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a hot seller too, but it wasn't.
Let's see. Okay, here we go. Killzone. Injustice. Gods Among Us.
What's that, the new one?
Yeah, it's the Ultimate Edition. Lego Marvel.
Fuck out of here with that Lego bullshit.
Mobile Suit Gundam. I'll probably check that out. The Order, 1886. I'll probably check that out. Once it comes out in 2014.
They got some game coming out. It's called, like, Murdered. What the hell is that?
What system?
I think either PS3 or PS4.
Find out.
Called like Murdered or something like that. It's on like pre-order or something.
All right, PS3 dead. Come back here, PS4. Yeah, I'm not even seeing nothing called Murdered.
Man, I swear to God, I just saw that the other day.
just for PlayStation and Xbox?
I don't even think that would matter.
Let's see if we can fall in here. Type in, check out the Xbox games then. Down to the end. Not be any M's.
Oh, well.
Nope. Can't find it up on here either. But I saw a PS4 game that if I get a PS4, I'll check out. Called Whore of the Orient.
Okay, then.
What the fuck is it about? Murdered three games.
What happened?
You said the game's called Murder, right?
Don't think so.
Murdered Soul Suspect. It's going to be PS3 and Xbox 360 coming out in,
But what the hell is it?
2014. Let's see, it's an upcoming action-adventure game published by Square Enix. Instead of a direct announcement, it has been teased with posts on Twitter with some depicting what could be the tagline of the game. What is the hardest case to solve? The concept of the title was based on Die Hard, but with a twist when creative director Yosuke Shikawa, or the fuck did I say that, wondered what if protagonist John McClane died in the events of the film, yet continues to fight as a ghost. The game is centered on Detective Rowan O'Connor, who uses his ghostly powers to solve his own murder while combating demonic creatures at the same time. The premise has been compared to the 2010 adventure game Ghost Trick Phantom Detective. But Matthew Brunner, chief creator and creative officer of Airtight Games, says that he wasn't even aware of Ghost Trick when development began, and that while the premises are similar, the two games look, feel, and gameplay are very different.
So good.
There we go. Let's see. Whore of the Orient. Set in Shanghai in 1936. The game is centered upon a corrupt city in the hands of Western powers filled with mob crime and political troubles. Ruthlessly puts down labor movements in an effort to suppress communism while the internal police force attempt to keep peace. Oh, you sound retarded.
You only liked it because this is a whore.
Exactly. So, I kind of figured it could have something to do with the whores, like, like, I don't know, like, maybe like, get a fucking prostitute to get, like, points or something like that.
Man, you won that by Grand Theft Auto.
You also got Tom Clancy's Division and Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Patriots coming out for PS4. New Star Wars game coming out for it, for PS4.
Man, it better not be no fucking Lego bullshit.
Star Wars Battlefront.
Well, that must be going to be the third one of these Star Wars games.
Yeah.
I did enjoy the other two.
You might enjoy this one.
Well, we'll find out one day.
Yeah. Whenever you get a PS4.
Whenever I hit the lottery.
Let's see, Shadow Warrior. Sounds interesting. Shadow of the Beast. Rayman Legends.
Rayman. They're still making Rayman. What the fuck? Nobody even plays that game.
I know I don't.
That's way back on fucking the first PlayStation.
Yeah, I remember that shit. Evil Within. Sounds interesting. Diablo 3.
Man, it's already out.
Yeah, but they're gonna re-release it in 2014 for PS4. So there we have it.
Nothing even sounds that great.
Nope.
Man, PS3 got more action going on right now.
Hell yeah, it does. If only they'd make it fucking backwards compatible. I'd be happy.
Yeah. You would think they would do that. But no. Spend more money.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to log the fuck out of Facebook.
Woo!
I was gonna see what the fuck is on IJR Facebook page. Well, what do you know? We had a listener tonight.
We did.
David Falk.
Oh yeah, what do you have to say?
Oh, let's see. He said, "Play So Addictive" by Twisted. I didn't even know he made a request concerning the fact that.
How are we supposed to see that shit?
Yeah. I mean, he was a guest in the room.
Did you even see him?
I saw a guest. I just didn't know who the fuck it was.
Well, comment back to him. Tell him when he comes to the chat to sign in. Otherwise, we will never know what he requests.
Exactly. Hey, we have a new track from fucking Jason Porter.
Jeez, he's still making music too.
Yeah, man, fucking, I didn't even know he sends us anything but until, you know.
What the hell did he send?
He sends us a trick called Last Breath Resuscitation. It's him featuring Mastermind, Lord Infamous, Cutthroat, and Checkmate. Off his new album, Appetite for Self-Destruction.
How long has that been sitting there for?
It was October 15th.
I'm glad to see you're on top of things.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, that's taken care of. Oh, no. Facebook.
Yay, Facebook.
And then maybe I'll just go pass the fuck out and I'll try fucking walking dead. I wake up. You do it that way. Instead of me having to sit there yawning my fucking ass off.
Yeah, that's never fun. Like, playing a game so long that you're just completely out of your fucking mind, and then you can't do simple tasks like jump. Like, I was so fucking tired playing that God of War, man, I couldn't even jump across the ditches. I was like, motherfucker. Because that whole jumping and then soaring because you got wings now was a real bitch.
I found a website for Murdered. Pretty much saying all the same thing that Wikipedia said.
It doesn't sound that great.
It really doesn't. I mean, especially if it's supposed to be based on Die Hard.
I don't know how that's going to be based off of Die Hard.
I don't know.
If that was the case, why don't you just call it Die Hard?
I think they already have a Die Hard game.
I think they do too. I think they have a couple of them. I think they had one back on like regular PlayStation.
Probably. I'm looking right now. Die Hard video game. It was on NES, Commodore 64, and MS-DOS.
It wasn't on PlayStation?
Not that I'm seeing. Well, let's see. It was released back in 1991. Or, like, no, 1992 for NES, and then 1990 for fucking Commodore 64. Oh, wait, here we go. You got the Die Hard Trilogy for PlayStation.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Or PlayStation, Sega Saturn, and Microsoft Windows. And it featured all three games, Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Die Harder, and Die Hard with a Vengeance. Mm-hmm. All on one disc.
Yeah, gotta love bundle packs.
Hell yeah. Let's see.
like how I got both of those Batman games together for $20, even though it'd be $20 if you bought them separately too.
Yeah, I think the only games I'm getting out from Batman is Arkham Asylum and Arkham Origins.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know. I'm going to try the Batman games out, see how they're doing this.
Yeah. I might end up, if I have to, like maybe I'll trade in for again, I don't know, a game or something like that for Arkham City. Or Arkham Asylum.
Why don't you trade in the city one and then get that one?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
And then go buy that back.
Or once I beat Deadpool, I can just trade in Deadpool since it's still a new game.
There you go. You could probably beat that game quick.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's funny that that game, like, just came out, like, just this year, too.
I know. Well, so did that God of War game.
Let's see here. North America, it was released in on June 25th, 2013. And then Australia followed on June 26th. And then Europe, June 28th.
I don't know why that was important, but okay.
I don't know. Actually, you actually might like the game because it's kind of funny, though, too.
Yeah. I don't know. But this shit's over. So.
I'm going to go pass out. Peace.